Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, Running Commentary. This is a very sedate start to the podcast. We're going to do the Hampstead Heath Park Run. Bit of variety this morning, isn't it? It's a lovely morning.
Yeah, we said after Crouch End 10K we were going to try and sort of live record a park run.
Some live events. This is it. We're in Hampstead Heath.
That was exciting.
Mingling by the car park.
Very young man went towards my coffee in quite a stumbling, toddly way.
2-year-old. I think he might win it, that kid. He looks good. And I've been told it's an undulating course.
Yeah.
Slight panic at the start. I can't see a toilet.
Yeah, that could be an issue.
No Kazi at the start of the Hampstead Heath Park Run.
I've been, but in knowing me, particularly at this early hour, that's no guarantee that my need won't come on strong. I don't know how I do it, really.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to...
We might have done the Hampstead Heath Park Run before.
I've never done this before, no. Yeah. I'm new to Hampstead Heath. I know... You can always dive in the bushes, but Hampstead Heath, you never know what you're going to find in the bushes. But that's a different part of the Heath, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like when we went to Clapham Common. This is a nice place to be.
It's absolutely gorgeous. We've come up against the problem, though,
with being comedians trying to get to parkruns. I mean, what time did you get to bed last night?
I got to bed about 1:30, but a bloody cat in the room wouldn't let me get to sleep. So that started. Normally it wakes up about 5:30 and goes mental for an hour and then goes back to sleep.
Right.
And last night it just went crazy from about 1:30 until 2:30.
Oh, look, there's cars behind us. Let's get it round where we can see trees and runners
and
stuff.
On the heath, mate.
That's it. Oh, well. On the heath.
Two tired blokes. And you got to bed at 3:00. I mean,
after a big day. I'm kind of broken, I've got to say. I dozed off. It's a little train journey here at Morning Mopai. And... I went right off to sleep on the
really?
Train.
Deep sleep. Yeah, yeah. That's hilarious.
And unless there was a headline in the paper this morning, police prawns released. But I'm fairly sure I dreamt that about the police
what
prawns.
What about the angry jogger? We need to chat about that.
Yeah. It was funny to realise what it's like to be identified as part of a community, because he was so obviously a sociopath, if not psychopath, on the cycle path.
I can't work it out at all whether it was... It looked like...
She wasn't in his way.
No, she wasn't in his way. It was crazy what he did, but you kind of felt... Did they know each other? Is there a backstory to that? Was he having a bad day?
Apparently, we don't know. There's a court case and all this kind of stuff, but apparently she was as taken by surprise as anyone watching the video, and she waited there for him to come back to confront him.
Yes.
But he just didn't respond at all.
Yeah, because he ran back past 1/4 hour later and ignored her, didn't he?
Yeah, as you would have
when you just... Threaten someone's life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's her problem. Yeah. Hello, safe space. Sorry, I don't know you. Who are you? What were you doing crawling under that
moving
bus?
But really, you know, there was like, oh, see runners. It's like, no, your problem isn't with runners. It's with people who are wrong in their head.
It's with that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's and right. He will kill again.
They've accused some guy, haven't they? They've charged him, but he's saying he wasn't in the
country. Yeah, police said finding him was a pushover.
Like it.
I've already done that joke on the internet.
like it. It's a good joke.
Yeah, thanks.
But it spurned various bits of conversation about, you know, angry joggers as a phenomenon, hasn't it?
It started everyone saying joggers, which is, you know, to a runner.
Come on, doesn't it? Come on, yeah, get it. It's almost worth getting angry about.
Our friend Kate Carter said she was talking to Vanessa Feltz about it, and she said that was easily the thing that made her most angry was all this jogger talk. So what decade do you think this is?
Which again...
It's not 1982.
Which again conforms to the stereotype of angry runners, doesn't it?
Back to Kate Carter pushed Vanessa Feltz over at that point.
Yeah, ran into the studio, found an oncoming bus and parked her in front of it. This is quite a mellow scene, this, isn't it?
It really is. I don't know where the race starts, really.
We're near the start and the finish.
Maybe what we do is just stand here in this car park.
I must say, I'm not over enamoured by the start and finish areas. It seems to be a bit of gravel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very gravel.
And you're a little bit fally, aren't you? So if you take a dive here.
Yeah, yeah. This could be dangerous. But the main thing that I'm going to be dealing with is the urge to toilet. I think it's going to be okay if I don't think about it.
It was my idea to come here, not Hackney Martins, and now the whole gradient thing is an issue because it suddenly reminds me how Hackney Martins is incredibly flat.
Really flat. Hackney Martins is PB. This is not PB, is it?
No. And also talking to each other on 4 hours sleep. That's also not PB. I'm setting it to nice. I reckon we can do this in 35.
Yeah. I seriously think we'll be jogging around this in about 25. What do you reckon?
I
think 25 is fine.
Somewhere between 20 and 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not going to go sub 20 here this morning.
No. I don't know whether we would anyway with
that's
the
gonna
weather.
That's going to bite, isn't it? No, it's flying away.
I don't know the word anyway with the undulating course.
Would you walk with me over to this bin?
Yes, let's do it, yeah. I quite like the pedestrian start to this.
Yeah.
To this podcast. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I think I might be in trouble today. See, I was tired. I had a tiring couple of days. And then after my gig the night before last, I got home late and let off steam by drinking 3 cans of lager and watching a film.
3 cans of lager.
Dog waste only, but that is not possible for me because no one wants me to leave a coffee cup here at the...
3 cans of lager. It's one of those things that people who are a little bit posh don't worry about, do they? Just the idea that there's no toilet. It's just kind of it's that kind of robust level of poshness, isn't it?
It's yeah, that's right.
Well, it's okay because I went at school.
Yeah, it's fine. I just squat behind a bush.
No, nobody squats. They just don't.
Yeah. No, I just, when I wake up in the morning, it's on the side in an envelope already, and I send it to the Queen.
I'm quite happy to ingest it for 7 hours before releasing before supper. I quite like poshies, though. We were on holiday in Paxos, which was amazing, actually. It was full of posh yachties. They had their yachts on the coast, and then they'd come in at night. They were just a real laugh.
Yeah, because they used to do a run of gigs for them on the French Riviera, and it was a good scene.
Yeah, yeah, really good laugh.
There's something quietly hippie-ish beyond all that money and high-end stuff.
Yeah.
These are people who said, oh, forget life, we're going to go and wander around on the ocean.
Yeah, they're hippie-ish. They're really posh, but it's that robustness as well, isn't it? Because they are on the water, so they're quite tough as well. They're quite sort of getting on with it and looking dishevelled and really drunk and shouting in supermarkets at each other and stuff.
Yeah,
it's quite a good laugh.
Just great.
Just big slabs of cheese, you know.
they have big slabs of cheese, or they are big
they
slabs
are
of cheese.
Both.
Look at you, so you big slab of cheese.
Come on, Edam.
Shut up.
So that was good fun. Paxos was amazing.
Yeah.
Paxos was wild, actually.
Which way?
An example of a robust posher. She's there with a heavily bandaged knee, but it's not stopping her. She's just on. She's just doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not bothered about that.
If my knee was that heavily bandaged, I'd be in bed. Which way? Where's the start then? Like,
I think this is around here. We're obviously in the right place.
Yeah, I mean, this is. Oh wait, there's people in high vis.
Yeah, we've got high vis.
There's a run director. Maybe we should go and talk
to him. People are pushing each other.
See here, the run director. We're in Hampstead, so the run director is known as the run auteur.
Yeah.
I want drama. I want jump cuts. Yeah,
the run curator.
Apparently, this is
curating rating the park run this morning.
Two lap. It's a 2 lap course.
Okay, cool. That gives us an option, doesn't it?
The speech.
to pull out after the first lap. Nervous milling around the start. Yeah. Did you see that guy in the steeplechase last night and missed the water jump?
No.
He missed it out. He just forgot that he had to do it.
Did he run around it?
Yeah, he just ran around because you cut in. You cut it, the track cuts in, and then you jump over the steeplechase over the water jump. And you just kept running around it.
I see.
That's a world-class athlete. he just forgot. Here we go, the speech. It's a ritual, isn't it?
Yeah.
People like the ritual.
Yes. Welcome to Hampstead Heath Parkrun. One of the most attractive parkruns.
Wow, that's great, isn't it?
That's great. People running parkrun for the very first time. That must see happening every week.
Round of applause. I think that was us. We missed it.
Clap for us.
The first time. Have you run this before?
Not this one.
Park Hembe quite busy. There's a girl with a fighting dog and a tattoo on her leg over there.
Oh, yeah.
This could go either way, couldn't it? It's quite hard to take a photo without her noticing. I'm not going to mess with that dog.
This is the most severe dog warning at the beginning of a park riding experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't kick any dogs, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, can you imagine kicking dogs?
Oh, a little guide, wait. Can tell us where we're going to go. She turned away to describe it and couldn't hear anymore. Yeah, see, when she gets the important bits, she turns away. Important stuff for the fast guys like us.
Like the way to go. Surely there's some people going to do faster than 80 minutes. They're just not listening. They're warming
up.
Maybe
they're not new as well. They're over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fair enough. If you see a northerner squatting in the bushes, that's Tonkinson. Ignore him and carry on. Don't get involved. Yeah, don't kick him. Don't kick the squatting northerner.
I think you can bind it in. You know, just think cohesion.
Yeah.
Visualise cohesion.
Yes. Look, now she's holding the dog. Look, 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 look.
Do you think she's going to run holding that?
Yeah. She needs a papoose. She needs a papoose for the dog.
You need a papoose.
He was cradling his stool in a papoose on the run. I've never seen the like.
I think you could call one of your memoirs that.
Yeah.
Cradling my stool in a papoose.
Cradling his stool. So yes, I have barcode. A barcode.
It's so annoying when you forget your barcode. That is a big deal, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Have you got your barcode?
No. Yeah, we know this.
They give you a tip. You take your barcode and then you eat it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. And then they scan your tummy.
Yeah, and then you run back. You run back around. Just turn back.
Punching everyone because you're now a jogger.
As soon as you're over the line, you just immediately turn back and run as fast as you can.
As soon as you're over the line, you immediately start clenching your fist, going, yes! Yes! Yes!
You'll be clenching.
I've done it.
You won't just be clenching your fist.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of people here, isn't there? It's worth saying, isn't it?
Yeah. How many would you say? A couple of hundred? 150?
2,000, 3,000? What do you reckon?
No. Do you think that there's a lot of new park runners here because of the Athletics World Championships?
Maybe there is, yeah, maybe yeah. there is. Maybe.
It's gone turned into a nice day with sheds and something.
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah. About 150, 200 runners.
Yeah, yeah.
People stretching, chatting.
And yeah, quite a good rash of brand new park runners there.
Yeah,
you
it's
think
amazing.
How big and exciting park run is. If every park run like this has got another dozen people doing it this week, then it's just shooting. You know,
it's growing exponentially, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just wild.
I'm really excited about it. I think it's good, but I was going to say it's almost Orwellian. Yeah. It's a point where it's just what we all do.
Yes, yeah.
This is what we do.
Wouldn't that be incredible where everyone did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone ended up
It'd be great for burglars.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. You could steal everyone's normal clothes.
This ended up being like 10,000 people doing the Hampstead Park Run.
Yeah.
Setting off in waves.
That's what led to that trouble at the park, wherever that was, where they started wanting to make people pay for the park run because
there were too many
people in the park. Yeah. And they're saying, you can't do that, particularly when you've done a park run and you know how... They're always going to say, you know, we're just sharing the park.
Yes, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not our space.
Don't kick the dogs.
Don't push people in front of buses.
Don't drown people in the lake.
Yeah.
Try to resist.
They're strict on that, aren't
punching
they?
Punching strangers.
Don't poo on strangers' dogs.
Yeah.
Who knew that was a very real possibility?
Put your knives in. No carrying firearms. That's what that'll be how it ends up developing. 10,000 people with weapons.
We came for a run on Hampstead Heath once, and I just remembered this on a walk up. You've been watching a documentary about people who just suddenly did crimes, you know, like just once, and that was that. You know, people who get into a road rage incident and kill
someone.
Oh,
It'll happen.
Yep. Okay, so moving over to the start line.
Milling around. I've never felt as tired at the start of a run before.
Yeah.
I think... I was cursing my cat half of that, just calling it names, just throwing it off the bed. My cat's like, what's happening?
Tell your face how you actually feel. Yeah, another round of applause there. It's good, there's a lot of impromptu clapping.
Yeah, people just clapping. No, it'll end up like 10,000 people just clapping in unison like Icelandic football fans. and then setting off.
Well, you know what I say about Icelandic football fans, check yourself before you wreck your mate. That doesn't even make sense.
He looks quite cool, that guy. Sort of bandana, trail run. Couple of fast kids around.
Everyone here looks cool. We are not
beast
keeping
race.
The curve.
Yeah.
We're really dragging this thing down. Everyone looks fresh and sharp.
Yeah.
It's going to start. I didn't do any stretching. It's too late.
No. It's almost too late.
Yeah, it is too late.
I'm doing some jogging.
Running. So, yeah, it was sunny a minute ago.
I know you're going to set off too fast, because you always do.
No, not when that's why talking to you is going to stop me. I've got a fast mile to tell you about. I'll tell you about that
Have
later.
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah.
My God. My goodness.
Walk up. Need
more applause. People.
Something we didn't hear. Yeah, that. It's
and then
start.
The slightly still atmosphere
yeah,
of the start.
It together. It's amazing how many people do so many. It's all in a 100 parkrun t-shirt over
yes.
there.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
25s and 50s.
Yeah.
It's the guy who did the marathon this year.
Yeah, Tough Mudders, Tough Mudder t-shirts.
The difference off, between keen runners and non-runners is very small these days. That's it.
This is great.
Get to the start line and we're off.
We're starting. We're off.
This is where we start slicing through.
Yeah.
Slicing. Nice.
Look how far ahead they are already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, this, we're not quite as fast as we normally might be, are we?
No. But this is fine for
What's
me.
Your parkrun PB?
18:34.
Yeah, mine's about a minute slower than that. Actually, no, I think it's 19:46.
We're not going to struggle. We're not going to...
Touch that today.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, that's shaking my coffee up.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Starting to swill.
Well, if I'm honest, I didn't really need the coffee. I just wanted to use the...
Did you have your
I
late
didn't
night?
I just got in a bush.
What was it, your late night Chinese, was it?
It was really good last night because it was like excellent. Look at that. He's running with the baby in a pushchair. Going
They're
pretty
good,
fast. He's done
it. They tend to come through, don't they? Because they've got to set off slow because they're pushing
up. Do you think that toddler's done 100 parkruns? Or is it just the dad? Now we're going across the bridge between the ponds. This is a picturesque parkrun. Look at that. That's cool.
This is very nice. Yeah.
I like the idea of a two-lapper.
Yes.
Because...
You can drop out.
You can just pretend you did it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But also...
At least you're not going to get lapped.
Well, it's not too repetitive, right? But you get the halfway point clearly delineated.
Yes, yeah.
And the halfway point in a parkrun hopefully reminds you that it's not too far.
Yeah.
You know, into a hill.
It is undulating, isn't it? It's not a... Yeah. It's already apparent this isn't a PB-er.
No. It's interesting. It'd be interesting to know if there's a... No, algorithm's the wrong word. But a way of...
Try and use the right words, right?
Mathematically, seeing what elevation and undulation does to average time. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. In terms of, like, whether you gain as much on the downhills as you lose on the uphills.
Yeah, exactly. So this is good. We've gone off the gravel, between the lakes, up into the woods. And now we're curving around through the woods. You can feel the woods. You feel the cool air coming off these
I'm really enjoying
morning leaves.
Doing a parkrun like this.
Yeah.
It's much more enjoyable to run it slowly.
Yeah, absolutely. And also for me, to run it without music on, you know.
Right.
There's some quite wide boys on our left.
Because normally by this stage...
You're regretting the speed you set off.
Yeah, you'd be feeling the pinch a little bit, wouldn't you? You'd be aware that you're engaging in something that was going to be a bit tricky.
Yeah. This parkrun in particular would seem to be quite a hard one to overtake on.
Yeah.
Once we do have quite wide paths and it all kind of stretches out.
Yeah, here we go. We can get through it.
Of course it's awkward because staying together, but you know. A bit of foliage. In a minute I think that Paul's going to appear to be overtaking. And I'll follow you. And then I realise that you're actually hiding behind the trees.
I'm actually fine. That problem seems to have gone.
Just for the moment. Put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
That's it. We found a little bit of space and overtook a few people there. Which is nice.
Well, I'm quite happy tootling along.
I think once when I was trying to do a park run for speed,
yeah.
I went to one I'd never been to before, and I got there quite late. And
you sat at the back.
I sat at the back out of kind of politeness. And it was really good, actually, because the kind of fierce overtaking that began as a necessity,
yeah,
just pushed me to the absolute limit of where I should be in the back. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's great. That can work really well.
Yeah, it was really helpful.
It was like me at the Bath Half.
Yeah,
when we started in the wrong pool of runners.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just overtaking for the whole race.
Yeah, and once you've set that, it's interesting how much the mindset you set at the beginning of a race, even a marathon, dictates your whole race.
Yeah.
It's not just the pace, but the mindset. It's that thing, you know, my PB was based on mistakenly chasing after a 2:59 group.
Yeah.
But I realised that halfway through that I was wrong. But it was too late. My body was just wibbling along at this ridiculous pace I couldn't quite sustain.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, we just went past a fieldy bit. And now this we're going right. Hampstead Heath, of course, is gorgeous. That's the
it
other
is
thing.
A really nice course. She wasn't wrong, was she, when she said how attractive the course was?
No.
She was right. She wasn't lying.
No, that's
she
right.
She wasn't fake news.
Fake news. Sad.
It was good news.
The you might actually is great. You might be hearing this after the nuclear holocaust, in which case, good luck.
That's warming up a bit, isn't it? Well, like two nutters kind of sounding off.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, you know, with kind of masculinity issues and yes, something yeah. to prove.
Yeah.
And that's all fine if they weren't so incredibly powerful.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it on your own time, fellas.
Yeah. Get a room.
Come on.
So, I know where we are now. That's good.
To the heath. To the heath itself.
Yeah, we just crossed over the top of the ridge, kind of behind Parliament Hill. We're running towards Highgate. We're going to get to the next line of ponds. Got a downhill now, which is good.
This is nice.
Also, though, do you remember we were here? There was loads of work. This was all fenced off, and
right.
One of the lakes is just an empty hole full of mud. I think a lot of that rope work is finished now. It's gone gorgeous again.
He's doing the old shaking the arms trick as you run down the hill to relax yourself. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That does help. It's worth a good shake out when you're running down a hill.
Everyone loves a shake.
Yeah.
They're making quite a good pace on this downhill. So now I'm going to take a blurry photo.
Yeah.
There's the
blurry.
And there's the London
pick.
First shot of the London skyline.
Oh, very nice.
We're going to put you in the foreground. Ambitious mid-park run photography. Check that.
Check that tired bloke.
Oh, my knee just went to
Did it really?
Yeah, it's fine.
So you were gigging last night. You were at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, did the double.
Tell me
really
about the store,
nice.
Man.
If you were regular at the Comedy Store, well, I know you are. I mean, listeners should know that if one is regular at the Comedy Store. But early show on a Friday night is potentially all that comedy should be. It's a room full of people who want to have a good time.
Yeah.
With a bill full of people who are going to give them a good time. You know, and you close that and you think, oh yeah, that's what...
And it's kind of early enough that they've had a swift drink after work, but they're not drunk.
Yeah, the edge is off,
timing,
but they're not loose.
The timing of it is good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Also, I went on Thursday, and I tried some new things.
Nice.
The person before me ran along.
Right.
That was all pretty experimental.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I just went in, bing, bang, bong, you know?
Right.
So that was excellent. And then what You're was right, really
mate.
Nice... Go on, well done.
Some kid just crying. He should have someone with him, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, he probably has.
Well, I don't see anyone with him.
No. You see, here, when you see a big tent next to the lake...
You've got a kid in distress there, mate. I don't know whether he should... Yeah, I don't know whether he should be with someone. I don't know whether... Shouldn't he be with someone? Well, they've left him.
He's ahead of him, apparently.
That really annoys me.
Yeah.
That it's really not, annoys me.
It's not top-notch parenting, is it?
No, it's not, no.
Yeah, he stopped. That's not.
He shouldn't be in distress, mate. He should be enjoying it. That really...
Yeah.
That really winds
Talking
me
about, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un, that's the same thing. That's the dad putting his parkrun issues onto the son.
Yeah, and the first thing he said was, why are you crying? You were crying last time.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't f***ing enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh, just because, you know, you're upset doesn't mean you have to stop our podcast Breaking America.
Doesn't mean standards have to slip.
Never mind.
That's a real
you nuclear bomb. You just dropped an F-bomb. Well done, though. I was running on. You stopped to help.
I didn't really stop to help. Us.
Sorry. Those are the lovely dogs we were warned about. You get a better class of dog to trip over and park on a Pantsley Park.
But you see some parents running with kids, and it's fine and brilliant.
Yeah.
And you see some parents running with kids kind of holding their hands.
Yeah.
Screaming at them, saying, come on, Rory, come on. And then that bloke was just 100 yards in front of his kid.
And he did that thing as well. As the crying son caught up, the dad started again, like before he'd caught up.
Yeah.
People hate that.
It's just not good, is it?
No. They've got their priorities are skewed.
Yeah.
And also...
The kid was literally about half our size, wasn't it?
It is a distance. It's not a good
5K
distance for
kids. 5K is a big distance for a kid that size, that age.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to do it, do you think that kid's going to enjoy running?
Yeah, exactly. But what are you getting doesn't want to do it from? The fact that he was crying?
Pardon? Yeah.
That's
crying,
your clue.
In distress.
Yeah.
Stopping.
Yeah. These are all subtle clues that the dad might want to pick up on as well. So enjoy your parkruns, guys.
Yeah.
And don't force them down your kids' throats, for goodness sake.
Because don't they have a kids' park run on a Sunday morning?
They do. And it's 2K, which is
perfect.
It's a really good distance.
That's right. More than long enough.
My son is now running a kilometre a couple of times a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's so steady. Listening to music is really good.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's a bit sad because when you first listen to music, you hear him singing along for the first half.
Right.
And then go quiet as the kind of exercise kicks in. But now I think he's learnt to not sing along even early on.
Keep your breath.
Yeah.
Maintain it.
But he's really steady. Got a really nice, simple style.
And is he enjoying it, man?
Yeah. He feels good about it. He's tired when he gets in, he wants a glass of water.
Yeah.
But I think he's pleasing himself for doing it. He's looking to go further. And, he's got a really nice, tidy style.
Right.
And always runs at the same pace.
Yeah.
He's just thinking it's...
Where
he's making his body recognise, you know,
suppose
he's going, this is it, this is what we do. So we've gone down, up.
Right.
Down and up.
So this is this kind of approaching the second loop, do you think? I'm wondering.
You wish. I don't know.
Because it's quite hot now, isn't it?
It's wiggly waggly.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where we are, which is nice. I think for me, I like a park run. It feels like it's shaking things up.
So this is lap two. We're coming into lap two.
I think I don't know whether that's truth or optimism.
Right.
I honestly don't know.
The pack has kind of loosened up, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been
problems. There's gaps, yeah.
There's a tractor coming the other way, which is not ideal, but that's okay.
Why are you crying? You were crying last time. And the time before. Yeah. Always crying when we run.
That's... Ooh! Oh. So that tractor,
that was a bit earthy, wasn't it?
That tractor was emptying the bins.
Yeah.
So we just had a moment of deep lunged diesel and rubbish smell. Nice, when you're on a heath, you need to be reminded you're in London.
The stuff of life. The detritus. See, here's another kid here, he looks in a bit better shape.
He's alright.
Yeah.
He's a far happier youngster.
Although,
I don't think we can take
it. It's a long way, yeah. You see with his dad there?
Yeah. They're very insistent, aren't they, about families staying together.
I think you should stay together.
It's a hard one to enforce.
Yeah.
And I don't think it necessarily gets enforced.
Yeah. See, he's doing a...
breasting the tape maneuver.
He's doing... Oh, mate, you're right. He's doing a funny little wave going downhill. The kid with both arms... sort of behind him, sort of like flying.
Yeah.
Flying down there.
We're definitely picking
nice
up.
Method.
There was a loop there.
Yeah, there's
we've
a
been
loop.
Down this path.
Yeah.
So I think we've picked up the loop now.
Yeah.
There's an intro bit and then a looping bit. And we finished the looping bit.
So we're on the second loop.
Yeah. A lap.
Yeah. They call it laps now.
It's a loopy lapping loop.
Yeah.
It's a loopy old lap. So, right. Lovely show at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And then... comedians from another gig came over.
Oh yeah.
We all went for a
nice and social
fun but slightly second rate Chinese in Soho.
Yeah.
That's as it should be, isn't it?
That's nice and social, isn't it? That's something I've realised recently is that I have to embrace the social aspects of stand up.
Yeah.
Because you end up on your own all day.
Yeah.
Which I can find quite challenging.
Yeah.
Just me, myself and I.
Yeah.
And then I go and do the gig. And because I want to do well at the gig, I don't always chat as much before the gig as maybe I should.
Yeah, you're in your own space.
Yeah, I want to do a good job.
Which is your prerogative.
Yeah, you are there. And then afterwards, I tend to just chip off.
Yeah.
But it's good to just take those opportunities to chat, isn't it?
And you have to take the lead. Like, these are the people I'm with.
Yeah.
Let's make the best of it. But it's life,
also,
isn't it?
It's also people that... you understand and understand you because of what you do, isn't it? There's something there to have a laugh about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shared experience.
So who did you go for?
Jared Christmas.
Nice.
Imran Yusuf. David Haddingham and his wife, Della.
Well, that's a really nice crowd,
Bloom.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What a diverse set of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
United by one goal.
Although, of course, all the
to bring laughter to the world.
Were men.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then back to the Comedy Store for the late show, which felt very late.
Yeah.
I hit the stage.
It does as you get older.
After one, you know.
Yeah.
But lovely, lovely crowd. And part of it is good because you want the late show to have a kind of late showish vibe. Because if it's just a straight show,
it's just
if your late show's a straight show.
It's just a tired show, isn't it?
Yeah, and it becomes just a pale imitation of the earlier one. Whereas if there's a kind of badass.
You need some new elements, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and part of that is just getting to that point going, whoa! So these people in the audience who's truly hammered, you know.
Yes, yeah. You've got to be in there with them.
Yeah, and a little bit.
It's almost like being a party organiser.
Yeah. And getting those nice moments, not self-indulgent things, but those kind of little bits of banter.
Yeah.
Where the audience think that's kind of off script, as it were. That's
yes.
Just this show.
Yes, yeah.
So, but that's a dangerous line because you can go to places where you're doing it for the other acts instead of doing it for yourself. You know?
Yeah.
That was joyous last night. It was great.
So who else was on the bill then?
Jared was hosting.
Yeah.
Chris McCausland didn't come for dinner.
Right.
David Haddingham. And then a few other people was kind of shifting around.
Right.
Marcel Leconte, Paul Thorne, Rialina.
That's nice, isn't it, to get a little... floating with loads of different people.
It was a little bit kind of textbook. How you'd imagine it would be and how it isn't actually always. So,
How did Marcel Ducamp do?
Really well, really.
He's
good.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
It's the perfect thing, really. People love to hear a voice they understand.
Yeah.
Skewering what they know.
Yeah.
Marcel Ducamp is the Frenchman who is...
High-status Frenchman.
Yeah, and he's so... Yeah. You know, he's Sartre in his ability to diss everything.
Yes.
But it's actually everything normal and British. And it's great. Yeah. It's really good.
He's really funny. So it's quite weird that he's not in Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's going up.
Right.
He's just not there all month. And I think that it was good that he was at the store because it's the kind of place where...
It's the place where he should be, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, but on the other hand,
it's a place where
they're careful about character acts and musical acts and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see someone do that who, you know, who should be there and has a great gig.
They need to start loosening that, don't they?
Yeah.
Taking a few more risks. Yeah. Basically, the acts with, you know, sort of an artistic bent in August are in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And the people with mortgages are in London doing all the
gigs. That's
basically what's happening.
Yeah.
We're the pack horses.
And then
Edinburgh, the gigs.
If you've been to Edinburgh and then you're not there, then your Facebook and Twitter just come choked up with this.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Stop talking. We're doing a podcast, mate, but you didn't get it.
No.
Do you think we're in trouble?
No, he said it in a nice way.
Oh, that's nice.
Went to the Pink Floyd exhibition at the V&A yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was one of those rooms where it's all dark and everyone's watching a screen.
Yeah.
And... And this is in the early days of Pink Floyd, so we're looking at kind of happenings and psychedelia and the most open-minded aspects of the 60s.
Yeah.
And me and my wife knelt down. I didn't sit down, knelt down. I was on one knee. She was kind of crouching so the people behind us could see. And this bloke immediately came over and said, "No sitting down."
Oh. Yeah, I'm afraid it's a health and safety.
Yeah. You really caught the spirit of it. This classic me, I said, I wasn't sitting down,
I was
on one knee, which really showed him. Yeah. Look at that silhouette lake behind us there. Oh, can't do it, selfie time. Lovely spot. It's confusing because we're in a nice place to run. Keep seeing runners who aren't on this part.
Yes, yeah.
Think we've gone wrong. No, that's okay.
I'll tell you what, this is a race that I might fancy doing again.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's a kind of, coming to the... heading of park runs at a good training, but not PBs.
Yeah, that's right.
This would be a good training during cross-country season when you want to get used to hills and stuff.
Exactly, but it's getting gently so. It's not full-on.
Yeah.
It's not a trail run.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's hilly, though.
Yeah, it's affecting you.
It's been testing, yeah.
That's right. I can certainly feel it.
Yeah.
And also, it's not that far away for us.
No.
We're really spoiled for park runs here in North London.
And I'm sure we could set up some kind of... makeshift toilet facility. We could maybe take our own mobile.
Do you want me to just cut my hands?
Mobile lav.
Yeah. You could bring one of those little cardboard boxes that put the carrot cake.
Yes.
In.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Barcode.
Nice surprise for
cardboard box.
Something else later on. There's that little cops with the.
We could maybe enforce the run with your kids rule. We could be those two.
Yeah, they could cry over every week.
Run with your children, not against them. If they're crying, it's a sign of distress.
If they cry, you run away from them.
Yeah.
Oh, things like
how
blimmin' metaphor.
How sort of elemental is that?
Yeah.
Running away from your kid who's crying.
Yeah.
I don't want to fixate on it.
I was reminded forcibly of the Simon Day competitive dad character.
Yes.
From Fast Chat.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, a massively middle class trope.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in Cannon Hill, South Manchester.
No.
Not that those places aren't middle class, but.
Yeah.
It was.
Is that kind
Hampstead
of.
Hampstead to the max.
That sort of. Type of parenting that's just a bit high maintenance in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It slightly reminds me of the moment, though, where I ran away from my son George during the Crouch End 10K.
Oh, yeah.
Although he wasn't crying, and we had arranged that we might race the second lap.
Yeah.
I still remember that look on his face as he realised I wasn't going to wait for him. and I still deeply regret it. And the next year I ran with him, and it was much better.
Yeah,
for everyone.
Well, you live it, you learn it.
Yeah, totally. I really learned a lesson.
You didn't say.
I literally don't know what
you
I was thinking.
You made that face last year.
Yeah. I literally don't know what I was thinking.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Turning left for the finish.
Big finish.
She told us about this.
Yeah.
This is the bit where...
Big finish, massive finish.
If you're fast, she wanted you to know where you were going.
Yeah.
In case the marshal didn't get it.
Yeah.
Or you.
Yeah, we're kicking on.
Lapping people turning right.
We're kicking on.
Yeah.
We're into the finish now.
And it's downhill. It's always nice. This is the time when you can really use the downhill.
Yeah, this is nice. A nice downhill stretch.
We're going to come back between the legs.
Yeah.
Watch out for this van.
Yeah. Push someone into the van. It was an option.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Any dad's
claiming that you're in America at the time.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, then why that our podcast is going to...
Get sued.
The outcome of the court case.
Get sued by some Mayfair.
Ooh, there's a swimmer.
Investment
in the lake there. Talking about triathlon
training. It's meant to be a right life open swimming.
Yeah.
My wife comes here a lot in the summer.
It's the place for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is it. It's like uphill away from the ponds, which we're going to have to carry on talking through.
Yeah, we can talk a bit. This is good.
As the surface
just leaning into it.
Rubbish. Well, no, we're nearly back.
So I reckon we're about 300 yards from the finish.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Bit of pace.
Give me a bit of pace.
Bit of pace.
There's the finish.
Right.
We're curving round to it.
Pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Bit of tempo. Not too much.
I think you would say get your feet closer together. My stride always gets long.
You'd say that what?
My stride shouldn't be too long, should it, at this point?
No. It's fine, it's our sort of 80 metres, I suppose.
Yeah,
here we go. I'm
cutting you up, sorry.
Go for it.
There's the finish.
Yeah. It's a bit of a messy finish, isn't it? But pleasurable. I'll give you the victory.
Oh, you're good. Well,
thank you. Good fun.
There we are. Woo. Please. Thank you. Here's the funnel.
In the funnel.
In the funnel.
Through the funnel.
Thank you very much.
Through the funnel.
Oh.
Cheers.
Me and you in the finish line? Okay. Good. I know you've done that.
Fun.
We can get hands on our thighs and go. Let's get in one of these queues now. We queue up with the old barcodes and that. So, that was great.
That was actually really enjoyable.
I would recommend that to anyone.
What time did we do?
Well,
did you have it on a clock?
I set the clock off
did
just before
it?
We set off.
Yeah.
And the clock tells me that, he says, filling while he gets it out.
I reckon
I set it off
26.
Just before we go. So, yeah, it sounds about right. There were 18 average miles.
Right.
So maybe more like 25.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to a park run, this is where you take your barcode. Mine's stuck to an old Costa loyalty card.
Yeah, mine's completely running free. It's got no laminate on it at all.
Yeah. And,
I'm checking out.
We'll pip this off this guy and wrap this thing up. Which do you want first?
The athlete one.
That's there you go.
Are you guys recording the podcast?
We are indeed, yeah. It's running commentary. It's run com pod. There you go.
Can we get a picture?
Of course you can.
Yeah. We'll just hang around here for a bit till it's done.
These, I just started wearing my London Marathon this year t-shirt again.
It's a great t-shirt, isn't it? I really like it.
Yeah, it's really good. So we're going to have a... I just told you that was a nice moment, and I looked over that guy's shoulder and saw this guy over here in the blue do the biggest spit. I mean, you know,
nice.
Got to drown himself up to the ankle.
Yeah, drown. I'm looking out for this father-son team.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up before
that
altercation starts.
Yeah.
Though, frankly, I think they're probably already home having a serious talk. Yeah.
I think you're out of order, mate.
Buck
up your
pardon. Ideas.
I don't think you can do that, mate. He's in distress.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Do you want something of it, mate? Bang. Okay.
Yeah. Remember what I said about that documentary? So that was Hampstead Heath Park Run.
Glorious,
we had a really good time.
It's highly recommended.
It's really good for us because we didn't want to go for PBs and it's not a PB one, but it is. It's kind of like
it's a testing one. It's
good fun.
It's
soft
trail.
It's
beautiful. Nice atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. It's a park run at its best. So
come here, but parent well.
Yes.
Speak to you soon.
Concerned and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Get. 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 Get.